The Madman of Mary Mills. I'm Miranda Burnett with the Jefferson Madison Regional Library. John Armstrong Chaloner was born to the elite New York Astor family in 1862. His family name and wealth afforded him a stellar education in Europe. But after a trip to Albemarle County, Chaloner's life changed. He scandalized his family by suddenly marrying Albemarle County author Amalie Reeves of Castle Hill. The marriage was tumultuous, and the couple divorced a few years later. But they stayed on friendly terms. Chaloner bought the estate Mary Mills, just down the road from Amalie's Castle Hill. He paid her an annual sum, and he had a cordial relationship with Amalie's second husband. But isolation increased his paranoia. His eccentricities and erratic behavior concerned his family, especially when he began to talk about his, quote, ex-faculty. He believed he discovered this new psychic power and that when he was in a trance, this ex-faculty would dictate things to him, such as what stocks he should buy. His family in New York became worried, and they committed him to the Bloomingdale Insane Asylum. But Chaloner refused to be locked up. He escaped a year later and made his way back to Mary Mills. He wrote books and gave lectures about his time at the insane asylum. He even coined the phrase, quote, "Who's loony now?" End quote. But he gained even more public notice when he shot and killed neighbor John Gillard in his dining room. Gillard's wife had come to Mary Mills seeking refuge after a domestic dispute. When Gillard entered Chaloner's dining room, Chaloner shot him. Well, he later paid for Gillard's funeral and gravestone, but he also hung a picture of Gillard in that dining room and installed a star on the floor where Gillard's body lay. Even the New York Times covered this story with the headline, quote, "Chaloner's pistol kills wife beater," end quote. Another time, in 1913, Chaloner held up a car at gunpoint. Most people at this time got around by horse and buggy, but cars were starting to make their appearance on Albemarle County roads. One afternoon, Chaloner went out for a ride, and a big car, hogging the road, came from the other direction. The car scared Chaloner's horse, and Chaloner thought the car was going way too fast. So Chaloner pulled out a pistol, pointed it at the car's chauffeur, and made him walk his scared horse past and away from the loud car. After this incident, Chaloner not only asked the legislature to pass road laws, he also went around encouraging men and women to start carrying guns so that they could police the roads against fast autos. Other than gun issues, neighbors enjoyed Chaloner's company. They called him the General. Chaloner's generosity was unparalleled. He paid neighbors' bills and opened his home to them. Because the Albemarle countryside lacked entertainment, Chaloner turned his old dairy barn into a 300-seat movie theater at Mary Mills. He showed educational feature films, and even with a 5-cent admission price, his theater turned a tidy profit. He also operated a dance pavilion and a public swimming pool. Part of this was the idea of improving country life and providing entertainment outlets for rural farmers. Fast forward to Labor Day 1922. Chaloner threw a huge party. He had airplane exhibitions with pilots performing aerial stunts, wing walkers, and parachute jumpings. Guests even got to ride in an airplane if they wanted. But remember, aviation was a novel. Bessie Coleman had become the first African-American to get a pilot's license the year before, and Charles Lindbergh wouldn't make his solo flight across the Atlantic until 5 years later. His Labor Day extravaganza featured a baseball game between the Sismont and Cobham teams. His movie house showed a Douglas Fairbanks film. The swimming pool was open all day, and from 8 to 12, there was dancing in the pavilion. And he announced all these festivities in the Daily Progress a few days before. Chaloner died of cancer in 1935 and was buried in Grace Episcopal Church Cemetery in Sismont. Nearly every obituary summed up his life's accomplishments with his phrase, quote, "Who's loony now?" And if you would like to read more about John Chaloner, check out Archie and Amelie, Love and Madness in the Gilded Age by Donna Lucy, available at the Jefferson Madison Regional Library. I'm Miranda Burnett with the Jefferson Madison Regional Library, and this was the story of the madman of Mary Mills.